Hello, and welcome to the This Happened Today in History podcast for March 22nd. I am your host, Mr. Miller. This podcast will cover a number of topics that happened on this date in history. Please visit the podcast webpage at thishappentoday.buzzsprout.com. There you can download the notes page, which will help you organize the information as well as develop your own ideas on how these events change the world around us. If you're interested in hearing more, please consider subscribing so you will not miss out on what happens tomorrow. In history. In 2013, the United States FAA announced plans to close 149 air traffic control towers after budget cuts placed strain on the department's budget. The Federal Aviation Administration announced on Friday, March 22nd, that it would shut down 149 of the 516 air traffic control towers across the United States beginning on April 7th. Why is the FAA doing this? Because of the sequester that took effect on March 1st, resulting from a 2001 budget deal, the sequester mandates cuts of $85.4 billion from the federal budget that year, and larger cuts in subsequent years. Although cuts were widely publicized as across the board, some divisions of the Department of Transportation were exempted. The FAA will take more than 60% of the sequester cuts for all of the DOT, even though the agency only makes up about 20% of the department's budget. FAA Administrator Michael Huerta testified before the U.S. House of Representatives on February 27th. The FAA's share is $637 million. Which airports are impacted? Well, there are 149 airports in 46 states will lose air traffic control towers. These are staffed by contract air traffic controllers employed by companies subcontracted by the FAA, as opposed to controllers who are direct FAA employees. Contractors staff 250 airport towers in the United States. Andrew Lloyd Webber was born on March 22nd in 1948 in Kensington, London, England. He was the son of a violinist and a composer. Andrew Lloyd Webber was encouraged by parents and other family members from an early age in his musical aspirations and studied at the Royal College of Music prior to pursuing his interest in musical theater. Primarily a composer who is also known for his joint work with lyricist Tom Rice, his music includes Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, Jesus Christ Superstar, The Likes of Us, Cats, Evita. As you can see from the list, his works have included some of the most financially and successful musicals in the modern era, which have won him Academy Awards, Golden Globes, Grammy Awards, Tony Awards, and many shared with the lyricist who worked on the projects with him. Many of the singles from the musicals have gone on to become top 10 sellers around the world, including Any Dream Will Do, I Don't Know How to Love Him, Don't Cry for Me Argentina, and The Phantom of the Opera, recorded by various artists. In 1972, the Equal Rights Amendment, which provided for the legal equality of the sexes and prohibited discrimination on the basis of sex, was passed by the U.S. Senate and sent to the states for ratification. The Senate approved an Equal Rights Amendment to the Constitution by the required two-thirds vote. It had cleared the House in October of 71, and after being signed by President Nixon, the path was clear to send it to the states for ratification. The operative clause of the proposed amendment read, "Equality of the rights under the law shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state on account of sex." The House had voted 354-24 in favor of the amendment. The Senate, after rejecting an exemption of women from the draft, voted for it 84-8. First proposed by the National Women's Political Party in 1923, the ERA was aimed at providing for the legal equality of the sexes and prohibiting discrimination on the basis of sex. More than four decades later, the revival of feminism in the late 1960s spurred its introduction into Congress. Hawaii was the first state to ratify what would have been the 27th Amendment, followed by some 30 other states within a year. However, during the mid-1970s, a conservative backlash against feminism had eroded support for the amendment. In all, 35 of the required 38 states ratified the amendment before a self-imposed seven-year deadline, though five states rescinded their approval before the deadline arrived. In 1978, Congress passed a bill by constitutionally questionable simple majority that extended the ratification deadline by another 39 months. During that time, however, no new states acted on it. After a lower court ruled that the deadline extension was unconstitutional, the U.S. Supreme Court declined to hear the appeal, declaring it moot on the grounds that the original effort had died. Since the late 20th century, the federal government and nearly all the states have enacted a raft of legislation and regulations aimed at protecting the legal rights of women. You have been listening to the This Happened Today in History podcast for March 22nd. I thank you for listening, and I hope that you have enjoyed learning about historical events from the past. Thank you to the following websites for the information regarding today's topics. ThePeople'sHistory.com, FAA to close 149 control towers at Forbes.com, the Equal Rights Amendment at Politico.com. The music used as the background track for this podcast is Americana, created by Kevin MacLeod on Incompetech.com. If you enjoyed this information and would like to hear more, please consider subscribing, as this will keep the historical events in your feed in the morning for each day. I hope you have a great day.